From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Here's a scene we're pretty sure is playing out in kitchens across the country today. The refrigerator door is open, and the leftover Thanksgiving turkey is staring back at you. You can only take so many turkey sandwiches. You could make a soup. You could make a fricassee. You really want to make over those leftovers. Give them some pizzazz. You just need some creative inspiration. So as a post-holiday public service, we called up some pretty creative chefs and asked how they make their leftover turkey a little more tantalizing.
Turkey pizza.
That's Stephen DeMarco, the head chef of Asia de Cuba in Manhattan.
You do a thin crust dough. Use the cranberry jelly, the ones with the whole cranberries, as your sauce.
Oh, so instead of tomato sauce, we do cranberries.
You take your turkey, dice it or slice it, put that on top with some walnuts or chestnuts. If you want to use cheese, you can use a goat cheese, which goes well with the cranberry.
So you wouldn't do mozzarella?
Nah, wouldn't go well with the cranberry and the walnuts. But a nice goat cheese would almost like a white pizza. And you bake it. If you're using a thin crust, you probably want to have your oven set at about 350. On a sheet pan, maybe with some cornmeal so it doesn't stick to the pan, and you bake it for about 8 to 10 minutes until the crust begins to brown on the edges.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, and unique and different. You know, we've done stuff like that. We've actually made spring rolls where you do the shredded turkey meat, throw it in a spring roll wrapper with dried cranberries, cabbage, vegetables, even spinach, and you roll that up and you can make a spring roll.
That sounds great. Stephen DeMarco is the head chef of Asia de Cuba in New York City. Stephen, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
Ming Tsai runs the Blue Ginger restaurant in Wellesley, Massachusetts, and hosts the TV show Simply Ming.
The first thing I always do is I make a great turkey stock. And I personally put a little bit of lemongrass and ginger and make this turkey rice soup. So you make this stock, and I literally have it cooking before even we eat the pie, because I kind of like the smell of stock being made. And then we always have rice in the house, so then we shred turkey, and that, you know, once you strain the stock after cooking it 3 or 4 hours, you have a wonderful turkey rice soup.
So you're thinking ahead before you've even finished the Thanksgiving dinner? You're starting your stock while people are still at the table?
Absolutely. You know, actually, being Chinese and growing up in Chinese culture, the conversation at a dinner table was always, where are we eating next and what are we eating next? And so I guess that's been passed down. But there's a couple other dishes that are close to my heart. Fried rice is something I've always cooked, and since I was actually 10, I made my first fried rice. So just with some of the leftover vegetables, we had some broccoli and some Brussels sprouts. We always have garlic ginger. Just make your fried rice with a bunch of left shredded turkey. It's awesome.
Well, just give us the quick recipe for the fried rice. You do this over high heat.
Yeah, heat, added 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil, add a tablespoon of minced ginger, a tablespoon of minced garlic. Usually I would then add the vegetables, if it's like crudité, if they're still raw, else at least add like one onion that's all minced up. Cook that around for just 3 minutes till it gets nice and soft. Add your leftover rice. If you have wild rice, that would work as well. Move that around. Then add your cooked shredded turkey just to heat it till it's through, and you're done. You know, a little soy sauce, salt, pepper for seasoning, and you have literally fried rice on your table within 6 minutes.
Now, would you throw anything in here that might give it a little Thanksgiving flair, some cranberries, maybe some cubed sweet potatoes?
If I have company, which I often do the next day, this is a very simple recipe. As long as you can get wonton skins or dumpling skins. So any Asian market in the frozen food section, you can get dumpling skins. I take my leftover sweet potato puree, which I make with ginger maple syrup, and I add a little bit of shredded turkey to that. Then I make these raviolis, literally one skin down, a little dollop of the puree, some shredded turkey, and another skin on top. I then I heat butter till it becomes brown. I then pan sear these raviolis on both sides. And it's really three ingredients. It's ravioli, right? It's the skin, the sweet potato puree, and the turkey. Pan sear both sides. Get them crispy. Pull them out. The butter is really nice and brown. Now, I add leaves of Thai basil. This is an old Italian trick. Mario Batali does this with sage, as a lot of Italians do. But I add Thai basil instead. Get them so they're kind of crispy, and then you kind of pour this Thai basil brown butter over the raviolis. And then I do garnish it with leftover cranberry chutney.
So it's a nice appetizer, even a light meal, maybe lunch.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great appetizer.
Ming Tsai is owner of Blue Ginger in Wellesley, Massachusetts. He also hosts a TV show called Simply Ming on WGBH in Boston, and he just published a book of the same name. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
All right, Michelle, thanks so much. I'd like to say hey to everyone at Blue Ginger for working today with a turkey hangover.
In New Orleans, Leah Chase has been cooking in her restaurant, Dookie Chase, for 57 years. She has 10 turkey carcasses from yesterday, which are not quite picked clean. Here's her advice on what to do with yours.
Just boil it with onions and celery and all the seasoning in it. Get all the flavors out of that turkey. And you get a good stock out of it to do stews or whatever else you're going to do with it. But in my case, we make a gumbo with it. And we add some sausage to that and put some crabs in there, you know, to give it a little bit more flavor. And make a turkey gumbo with it.
Now, how long do you need to boil that carcass to make
it? Oh, just about a half an hour.
Oh, not long.
Not long. Just take that turkey carcass. And when you look at it, you say, oh, my goodness, all these little crumbs are so good. Just take it, boil it. It'll come right off the bone. And then you can make turkey hash with it. You saute your celery, your bell peppers, and your onions. And then you have some boiled potatoes. You can boil some potatoes, mash them up or chop them up in little cubes. Add that to the turkey, to the little pieces of turkey, and make a turkey hash with that.
Put a couple poached eggs on top of that?
Yes, and then you got a good one.
That sounds like good eating.
Yeah, that is good.
You mentioned gumbo. What about jambalaya?
You can make turkey jambalaya. You can take the same stock. That's what I'm telling you. You take that stock, you take your onions again and your seasonings, and you just saute it with a little butter, and then you put your rice in it with your red bell pepper and your green bell pepper and add the little turkey crumbs to it. You have a good dish there, too.
Well, because those cooks down in New Orleans are known for taking it up a notch, what is your special recipe for a turkey sandwich?
Got to have a little bacon to put to that turkey sandwich. You slice that sandwich, then you put a little bacon on the top, and we put lettuce and tomatoes and mayonnaise on it. And around here, they're big cheese eaters, so they tell you, put a slice of cheese on it. So you have the cheese. Makes a wonderful sandwich. Another wonderful sandwich is take that turkey, slice some avocado over it, put it on whole wheat bread. Wonderful. So a lot of things you can do with leftovers.
Well, it sounds like there's going to be good eating in your kitchen all weekend long.
Good eating here, yeah.
Well, thanks so much for giving us some tips.
Thank you, DM. And you have a good day and eat all those leftovers.
Oh, I plan to.
No calories, sweetie.
This is not a time to count calories.
That's right. Thank you, darling.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Leah Chase is co-owner and chef of New Orleans landmark restaurant Dookie Chase.